Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's the rule of thumb on, is there an appropriate time to text or call, either too early or too late? Where's the cutoffs? 314-531-9898. And does it make a difference between text or call? Like, is it like, hey, you could text somebody 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, like business stuff, whatever. Or you could text them early in the morning, but you can't call them. Is there a difference between texting and calling? 314-531-9898. Hannah never sleeps, and she will text you whenever she can't sleep because she can't shut up. She can't.
That is very true. So I've been wondering if I've been like annoying my friends and family because I wake up at 3:30 for work, and that's the time where I communicate the most. That's like when my brain's the most active. I'm like ready. I'm thinking about my day. I'm thinking about what's ahead. And so someone will text me, you know, at 6 o'clock at night, but I really won't reply until like 3 in the morning. Like that's my time to talk. But then I'm sending people messages and stuff when they're sleeping.
Is that rude in itself? Like what's the statute of limitation on responding to a text message? Like you know what's interesting about text messages? Because I feel like, and I think we can all probably agree, text messages is the most common form of communication.
For sure.
Yes.
Nobody calls anymore. Everyone texts. Mm-hmm. That's like most of us. And so since it's so common, I feel like text messages were once created to like, hey, respond when you get a chance. And then if it was important, you'd call. But now text messages are the most common form of communication.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think people expect like
an immediate response.
Yeah, like that's what the expectations are.
Yep, I would
so
agree.
The fact that you're getting one at night, and then texting back in the morning, like that's like I think it's like a double shot of rudeness, maybe.
I don't know. It's just at the end of the night, like that's when I'm shut down. That's when I'm relaxing. That's like, you know, my version of sleep. So I don't want to reply then. I want to reply when I'm ready to reply. And for me, that's early in the morning. So I don't, and I do think you asked the question earlier, is there a difference between call and text? Absolutely. I'm not calling people to wake them up at 3:30 in the morning. I would only do that like to my mom because she doesn't sleep either. But yeah, I think there is a difference.
And is there?
I don't mind when people text me at whatever time, but I just won't reply until the morning.
The reason I don't think there's a difference is it's not we as at least me, and maybe I'm wrong, but our expectations is immediate response. It's the same as a phone call. And like I think people who don't want to get those do not disturbs or whatever, and then and phone calls will do the same thing as text messages. They just don't go through.
Right.
So I think if you are saying it's okay, it's not okay to call someone at 3 o'clock in the morning, then it's not okay to text them. If you think you can't call them, you can't text them.
A call will wake someone up. A text message won't wake
somebody up. Yeah,
but no, it won't. It's not the same.
No.
I think it's
same thing.
I think it's okay if you you have a preference to it. If you when you write it, you say, hey, finally got around to seeing your text, or, you know, hey, you guys know I get up at 3:00. This is when I respond. If you start your text off like that, then they get it. So you're like, oh, okay, then I know now that when I text Hannah late, I'm going to get an early response because that's her time to respond. But I'm the guy who's immediate, like, and I hate, you know, during work especially, it's like, here's my wife telling me about groceries and all that stuff. I'm like, I got to go over here and text her back to let her know. Because I'm like, but, you know, I don't know if they want the immediate response, but I feel that's, I feel you're like being told they want to know right now.
If the expectation is to text someone back immediately, which is what I think the common expectations are now, there's no difference between a phone call or not, and there's no difference in rudeness on the time. Now, I could be wrong. Let's see how you guys feel. 314-531-9898. Pretend Hannah's your friend.
Pretend.
Get ready.
I know none of you could ever like actually feel that.
Get ready to feel like
if you
this
want to text
will,
him at 3:00.
Yeah. This friend. Actually, you're about to make a decision. Do you want to be friends with Hannah if she texts you at 3:30 in the morning and just unloads about life to you? Because that's when she unloads. Like, let's be honest. You're not just responding to those text messages.
No, I'm like initiating conversations.
Yeah, you initiate conversations. You're not just like, oh, I'm getting back to you. You're like, oh my God, what do? I have man troubles. I have work troubles. This is when you're unloading on your people. They're correct. Waking up to this. This is why they're like, oh, I'm a groggy mess. And like, Hannah's got a problem.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
314-531-9898. Can you text somebody too early asking for a friend named Hannah because she gets up at 3:30 in the morning and that's when her brain works. And so she like will start just firing off text messages to friends like, oh my God, did you hear about this? What's going on in my life? Can I get some advice? And this is what people wake up to, or those text messages are going to wake them up, Hannah.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to wake them up?
Mm. No, I think maybe one, but I don't know.
314.
What if people wake me up in the middle of the night when they send me their text?
First off, no. I think if they text you in the middle of the night, that would be considered rude too. You can text somebody too late. You just said 6:00 at night. That is not in the middle of the night. That is completely different.
Yeah. That's my relaxation time.
314-531-9898. Lisa, you said your mother-in-law does this?
Yeah, and actually, so she wakes up at 4:00 in the morning. And so it does alert, and it does wake.
Oh, you broke up, Lisa. Seems like you're having some service issues. You said your mother-in-law wakes up at 4:00 in the morning?
Yeah, she wakes up at 4:00 in the morning, and she will text me. So I have to turn my phone on silent because I have to have my volume up for my alarm to wake me up in the morning. So I can't just turn it down. And then also I don't text her after 7 p.m. because she goes to bed really early.
Yeah, this is Hannah. Your mother-in-law's Hannah.
Yeah, this sounds, I love being compared to someone's mother-in-law. And that, yeah. I get that.
And then my husband's a firefighter paramedic, so I don't text him at work after 10 p.m. So there's certain people where I don't text because the text does wake them up, But my mother-in-law doesn't realize that, I guess, it wakes other people up. So I haven't told her that.
Are you listening now, mother-in-law?
Yes.
We're talking to you.
Yeah, same rules apply to me. If you're someone that I'm texting at 3:30 and you don't like it, this is your time to fess up. Text in the Brett Megan Show text line.
I'm going to send you a text right now.
Yeah.
But Angie, you're actually on Team Anna. You don't think there's a too early texting time, huh?
No, I think life is busy. When you get around to texting people, great. I'm always going to respond. Hannah, you text me at 3:30 in the morning. I'm probably not going to respond at 3:30. I will when I get up at 5. And if I don't want to hear from you, my phone's going on do not disturb during the night.
Do you think?
Great.
What are the expectations with text messaging, though? Because text messaging is the new call.
I'm not expecting someone to reply right away at 3:30.
Are you?
I know. No, I'm not.
She's lying.
Unless I know you're a person who's up at that time, like Brett. My mom.
I agree.
And you guys.
Hannah's not expecting a reply from me right away. I'm happy to receive the text whenever. Sometimes, even during the day, I do a lot of reading and unreading while I'm at work. And by the time I get home from work and get settled at night, I may text you back and you text me at 7 o'clock in the morning. You're still going to hear from me. It's not going to be instantaneous, but I'm always going to respond.
Hannah will literally text somebody and then 5 minutes later hit like the exclamation point. Like, did you see the text? Like, it just, you just.
Not at 3:30 in the morning. Unless you're one of those people I know are awake.
All right. Carrie, you have a solution to this, though. What can we do here, Carrie?
It's Carrie, and what you can do is delay respond.
Or I've
delay
never heard of
send.
That.
Yes. I have an Android, and if you press the send button, but you press and hold the send button, a bubble will pop up, and it will give you several different options of when to send it.
At a reasonable time, Hannah. Yeah, you could be like, oh, send this at 7 a.m.
Then you can also do a custom send where you choose the date and the time to send it.
Ooh.
I do this because lots of times I'll think of something that I need to tell somebody at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I don't want to wake them up.
Yeah. I wonder if the iPhone has that. Because I'm not getting an Android.
They definitely have that. Oh, my God. I wonder if the iPhone.
Why was that a crazy thing to say? Does the iPhone have that?
Yes, it has that. But it's funny because it's like Terry was like teaching you, the youngest person in the show, like, how do I, like, you're like the mother-in-law going to the grandkids. How do I work my iPhone?
Yeah, that's me.
And Hannah would like a little bit more delayed text messages.
Not going to happen with you. You don't get an excuse because I know you're awake.
Yeah, I'm never sleeping. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.